Heavy machinery is moving dirt around at a construction site not far from Interstate 70. The area used to be grazed by cows. Now it's being transformed into an industrial site, complete with two smokestacks and metal ramps surrounding a tall main building. Starting in December, wood cuttings, mostly from the White River National Forest, will be trucked here so they can be turned into electricity. Developer Dean Rostrom is with Eagle Valley Clean Energy, the group building the plant.
The trucks that will come in here will look like a Walmart truck. The fuel will largely come in chipped, so they'll chip it in the woods for the most part. It'll go over there onto the truck dumper, and the entire truck dumper will come up, and all the fuel will then dump out of the back of the truck.
The idea is to use wood to generate electricity for homes and businesses in the Eagle Valley and beyond. To do that, the wood chips will be burned to heat water, which will turn into steam. The steam will turn a turbine that's connected to a generator that will put power on the grid.
And in the case of this valley, right here, because the electrons will actually get used here, it'll serve most of the gypsum and maybe even up to Eagle.
Del Worley is the CEO of Holy Cross Energy, the utility that got the project going. Several years ago, Holy Cross put out a bid for renewable energy projects in order to meet their goal of becoming 20% renewable by 2015.
This will put us there. When it comes online, we will have met that goal.
Good to see you again.
How are you? Good to see you.
Worley isn't the project's only proponent. U.S. Senator Mark Udall visited the site in early August. He says he envisions the project being the first of many in the state.
We can envision easily another five, and the sky's the limit. So this is cutting edge. It's pioneering, and we're here to tip our hat to the owners who've invested in it.
The $56 million plant will put 41 people to work in a region reliant on dollars generated from tourism, real estate, and construction. It also helps clean up the forests, according to State Senator Gail Schwartz. She pushed legislation that creates business for the plant. The bulk of the fuel used here will come from red and dead forests killed by the mountain pine beetle. She says the plant gives loggers a reason to clear those areas.
There's not enough money at the federal level. There's not enough money at the state level to go in and manage these forests. But this is the beginning of a market-based solution. What they're bringing value to that slash and brush, there was clearly waste.
There are some residents in the gypsum area who don't like such an industrial facility in their community. But overall, Eagle County Manager Keith Montag says people support it.
I think in general, it's being embraced by the community. I think the community understands the benefits of something like this. Obviously, there's always a few folks that have questions and concerns.
The power plant will generate 11.5 megawatts of electricity per year and burn roughly 250 tons of woody biomass each day once it starts running in December. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Krivenin.